Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To what I call truly another session of insanity, right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to or watching or what have you, but you've chosen this one. I'm going to chalk it up though to the high IQ that you have, that you would tune into the show. So I very much appreciate the time you spend with me. All right, I'm just going to bring her back on because I don't want to waste her time. We get so much information from her. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week. We go through some of the stuff you're dealing with on a daily basis, what your kids are dealing with. It is not normal for your child to walk around with their neck down looking at that phone 24/7. Hey, you,
oh, my gosh.
Did you read the, there was an article out a couple of weeks ago, I meant to tell you about it. There are problems, and I shouldn't laugh at this, in the back of the neck. You know, with the neck, top of the shoulders.
I've been talking about this for 10 years. It's called tech neck, yes. it's the overuse of, you know, excessive texting and looking at any handheld mobile device. 10 years I've been talking about this. No, 8 years. I lied. 8 years I've been talking about this. It's called text neck. Yes. So your chiropractors are seeing it. And then, you know, there are literally, like, things on the Internet, how to eliminate it, side effects, how to avoid it, what causes text neck. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Seriously. But then, you know, I go see my eye doctor because I have terrible vision. And they're seeing, I said this over the last, you know, 7 to 10 years, an increase in the decrease of good vision in kids. And I'm like, what? Is that an evolutionary thing? What's going on? No, because they're looking at the screens and you're wearing out your eyes. You're not giving, the kids are not giving their eyes the ability to grow and giving them a rest.
Wow.
And then, of course, the blue screen, you know, the blue light and, so, yeah, our kids are going to be blind and humpback by the time they're in
car seats. And stupid. I'm sorry. I threw that in there. But
no, it's funny. Yes, text neck. I've been talking about it, like, forever. So we've got digital heroin, text neck, you know.
Oh, yeah, people don't realize, you know, you talk about it. I've had other people talk about it. Are we so ignorant that we just don't believe anything that we don't perceived to be real? And what I mean by that is that, you know, you can tell people, look, your kid is looking at being fed from that phone all day long, being fed. They're not really using their brain. They're being fed. It just hurts them mentally and physically. And they're going, yeah, I know. They said the same thing about dope when we were kids. They said the same thing about the music scrambling our brains. And it's no different. That's what they'll say to me.
You know, it is no different. It is, you know, I'll tell my kids, okay, sit up. You can't, you know, because we were on a plane for a few hours having to go to Seattle and stuff. So I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. You can have your phones on your thing, but watch something good. But yeah, they're all bent over. I'm like, sit up. And there goes the phone up. And I'm like, can you put the phone down for a second? I don't mean move your hand, right? Your hand and your head. is all in one motion. And you know, it's funny that, you know, my kids are like, there's just so much information. And I'm like, there is a lot of information. Do you want to know how much information is out there, by the way? And they're just like, it's impossible to say. But there, it's, you know, it's, it cracks me up that, you know, one stat that I don't think people understand, you're talking about data and information. And this isn't necessarily a good thing, because this means your kids are getting a big chunk of this information. It's not all good. But 90%, this is a mind boggler, 90% of all data that exists today was created in the last 2 years.
Oh, wait a minute. Say that again.
90% of all data that exists today was created in the last 2 years. That is a fun fact.
Wow.
How much is on social media. That's how much our kids are exposed to.
Wow.
You know, so and we used to have to go look it up, remember?
We did, and it equates to, are you ready? I bet you've never heard this.
Go ahead.
It equates to 40 zettabytes of data readily available online.
Wow.
Zettabytes. Z-E-T-T-A bytes.
Wow.
Zettabytes. Isn't that crazy? I just think that's, you know, all these new words. I like little fun facts.
Well, you know, I've always said when it came to computers, now look, I grew up in computers. I could use terms that people wouldn't even remember from way back when. I was programming on a TRS-80 from a radio show.
Oh, okay? TRS, yes.
Yeah. I used to program, you know, programs for that. I go back to, you know, computers that didn't have a hard drive. They only had two floppy drives that you, and I used to say, you know, this is somewhat dangerous because there's a lot of stuff here. You don't have to think anymore. You don't.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
No logic skills. Yeah. You're not pushing through anything.
No, and that's why we're seeing the devolution of our brain, the devolving of the brain. When we have things in our lives, because someone just texted me, messaged me on Facebook and said, how are we devolving? I don't get it. We've got all this amazing information. I'll tell you why. Because our lives, when something makes our lives easier, we use it more, we depend on it more, right? Instead of using our minds and using what is in front of us and opening our, you know, ourselves to nature and getting out there and using analytical skills and reflecting and thinking. No, we depend on it. It's easy. DoorDash, get it. Amazon, it's here in 2 hours. You know what I mean? That's why our brains are not being used. You know, the media. We don't even think about the media. Fake news. We just listen, react. Oh, my gosh, the sky is falling. And then listen to the next thing.
Well,
we don't really take a moment.
If you were really listening, you'd hear the commercial. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Again?
A lot more to break. Be right back. That's funny how you...
I love these people. We're not devolving. Prove it. Okay, let's put your brain on.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I'm going to be a little bit of a butt right now. I was looking at the news when it popped up. And the reporter's name, Dr. B's going to throw something at me. The reporter's name was Kimmy. Now, when you get into a professional business, you become a lawyer or a doctor or a judge. Change your name. I mean, seriously. If my parents gave me the name of Joey, and I went professional, I'd be Joe. Just call me Joe. All right? Kimmy, change your name to Kim. It would just stop whatever. Anyway, Joe was in there. Always a pleasure. Yes, I know. Keep your cards and letters. I don't care. Dr. Bridget Melson, Joyce, maybe you need to help me out here.
I think it's too late for us.
Yeah, my brain's already made all the changes that are definitely irreversible. So.
Oh, man, just try to keep up, man, yeah. Right?
Well, let's get back to what you were talking about, you know, the changes in the brain, the effects of the brain, that kind of stuff, because I'm getting questions, you're getting questions. Let's just hit everything, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't have time for that.
Take three more hours.
So much. Not just kidding. I don't know that much. But, you know, part of it is I actually like to sit and learn. And, you know, just a side note, you know, and I always get this question, and I got it right now for a parent, that how much computer time is too much? And I'm guessing they mean, you know, is there any good time that you can be in front of a screen? I get that question when I speak. And absolutely, if you are learning something, if you have a game on your phone that's educational, that is analytical, that actually helps. Now, it's not the best for your eyes to be on it hours and hours and hours a day. But kids, if they are online and reading something that is educational, truly educational, not just deemed educational, but they're doing algorithms, math, science, things like that, that is not terrible for your brain. So I just wanted to let, you know, answer that question. And then the other thing I'm getting, this is the fourth question, is people really in different ways are asking how our brains aren't evolving. They nobody really thought about that, because so much of, you know, what you want to think is there's so much data out there, there's so much knowledge that we're reading it, we're getting to know it, we're listening to the media, we're gaining all this knowledge and experience, right? So it's got to be good. That's got to be filling your brain. And that's not necessarily good. It's because it's a one-track thing we're on, you know, one-track train. It's not, we don't get the levels that we need to, that we used to be, you know, in nature, going to school, reading, writing, arithmetic, hearing other people's stories, getting hurt on the playground, helping others, being empathetic to your friends, working it out with a bully and then being done and making up. You know what I mean? There's none of that interaction, that physical interaction. So that is partly what's going on with the brain. So someone asked how the data is, you know, the data that we are, you know, I said that number, you said that big number, how is that affecting our brain? That 90% of the data that we have today is from the last 2 years. I know that is a true fact. I'm just letting you know. It's on several websites. That's not something I made up. But we've got the cortex part of our brain, and we've got the limbic brain. And the limbic brain, just so you know, in layman's terms, is it regulates our emotion and memory, deals with sexual stimulation. So that's where that is going wrong, is all of the stuff our kids can get access to sexually online. So that's the limbic part of the brain. Behavior, motivation, long-term memory, and our sense of smell also are part of the limbic system. So it affects a lot. So that is a part, unlike the cortex, the limbic brain, which is the oldest part of our brain. It's like the part that we really can trace and track and research. It works on instincts and reflexes, and it jumps. The problem is it jumps to react to the influx of information. So think of all the information we're taking in. We are wearing out the limbic part of our brain. It is very fast reactive, and it's instinctive, right? And you and I have talked about, Joe, becoming desensitized.
Right.
That's because we're overwhelming this part. I mean, we're not a superhero. You know, we can't just keep taking terabytes and terabytes, taking in all of that data, because without taking a break and getting out in the real world. Because when you do that, basically the limbic brain, the emotional part, the reactionary part, you get like you becoming an AI. You know, it's responsible. You're being told what to like, what to dislike, what to believe. And we stop questioning it because we just believe everything. We don't analyze it. And we start to feel validated because of the emotions we get from the limbic brain after looking at all of this stuff. And so we don't search for alternate views because we're being validated on A, B, and C, you know, just going with the flow. Does that make sense? It's basically all your friends are like, because you just copied something that, you know, the media is saying, and you got on board. And so instead of searching for an alternate view, the easiest pathway is just to agree. And all of that is negatively affecting the brain.
Well, I'm just going to throw it a little funny. I don't know if you remember that commercial. I don't even remember what product it was for, but I remember the girl sitting there behind her computer, you know, talking about her friends and what have you, while her parents were out on a bike. They were outside. They were doing, you know, stuff. And she's going, I feel so bad for my parents. They only have like 60 friends, you know, and she's looking on the computer. And I was thinking, it's really the way the young people were being, and this is like going back like 8 years ago. This is the way they were being conditioned to think. Who is watching you on the air? I mean, on Facebook or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So I just found all that interesting. So
it's really interesting. Social media is an interesting experiment, and it really teaches, and this is what, again, parents, listen. It teaches your kids how to fall in line, and to take the, you know, to not take, or take the path of least resistance, which is the total opposite of what God has for us. It's what we were created. It's the opposite of what we were created to do. And go against the flow. Go against the fakeness. Go against what's easy in this me generation. And it's desensitizing us, therefore, to faith.
But we've allowed, you know, you go to, I don't suggest anybody do this, but I peruse a lot of sites to, you know, get information. And I was noticing on, like, the MSN site and a few others, the things they hold in high esteem. Notice that, you know, the one piece of cloth that these people are wearing on the red carpet, they're holding up in high esteem. They're talking about how Christianity is decreasing because, you know, people have more information. They're more informed today. Think of the things they're selling our kids. Got to go for a break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. I'll let Dr. B have the rest of the time, I promise.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. He appeared in federal court in D.C. after being indicted earlier in the week. Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, says the indictment shouldn't even happen.
This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president. For either party.
Outside the courthouse, where Trump was arraigned Thursday, the price at the pump is rising into the later part of the summer, reaching a nine-month high this week. In South Florida, correspondent Sam Brock says,
the biggest X factor at the moment, likely the hurricane season as a major storm, is the biggest risk to take more of these oil refineries offline.
AAA reports the national average price for regular is $3.82 a gallon. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Gets their blood pumping, so to speak. And I know that's probably psychological too, but whatever. you know, seriously, music makes you feel different. It makes you either gives you energy or makes you down. So what makes you think that crap that you're watching on your cell phone isn't doing the same thing? Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from week to week, and you know, you're the doctor. Tell us what's wrong.
You know, and music makes you feel good because we were made to worship. You know what I mean? It is a part of us. It's beautiful. Well, I just got a question that said, how can we get our brains to regenerate? How can we give me some, points. How do I get my brain, better? How can I, combat social media? As I'm sure that's what she meant. Well, here's number one. So I would like a show of hands to any parent that's listening and in the chat room. How many parents, if you said we're going to send your kid to camp for 2 weeks, when they come back, they're going to have a decrease in the ability to concentrate and focus. They're going to feel super lonely. They're going to feel super stressed out. They're going to have some depression, negative body image, unhealthy sleep patterns. They're going to get bullied. And they're going to come back with unrealistic expectations. So show of hands of how many parents would send their kids to camp for 2 weeks. Okay.
I didn't see any go up. I've got the camera.
Right? It sounds ridiculous. What parent would pay money to go send their kids to that? And this is the social media camp we send our kids to every single day. So I just wanted to drop that bomb right there, drop the mic. Because we wouldn't, however we are, and we're paying about $200 a month for our kids to go to this cell phone camp every day. So hopefully that will resonate. So with all of that, because that's what our brains are dealing with as well as our kids, all of that, whether you know it or not, every time you get a like or you get a dislike or you don't get any kind of likes or dislikes or whatever on social media, we're open to loneliness, addiction, bullying, unrealistic expectations, not being able to sleep, body image negativity. So, how do we how do we fix it? Well, it's like if you had to lose 50 pounds. You don't just go, okay. It takes hard work. It's so easy to run down the hill, right? But when you turn around and look at the hill and have to climb back up, it takes work, and that is what you can do. But the good news is this kind of work will change your brain, and it will make you smarter. You will be the smart person. You will see the world on a whole different level. It will open your eyes to things, not only spiritually, but also just psychologically, and intelligently. You'll see things differently. So specific things you can do, truly battle the urge, just like, you know, you need to battle the urge not to look at bad things or to eat bad things when you're trying to be healthier. You know, if you're working at your desk or trying to be productive, blah, 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 silence your phone, put it out of reach when you can. On Sundays, I like to have no media, no cell phones, and I leave it on silent, you know, in my bedroom. Silence your phone and put it out of reach. You can do this. There are people, if they need to contact you, they'll get to you. If you get the itch to check your phone or social media, tell yourself, I'll check it in 20 minutes. So you'll be shocked how many 20-minute segments pass by. But really set a goal and keep yourself accountable. Find an accountability person, you know, a good friend to do this with. This will help your brain regenerate. It will help rebuild your focus, number one, and it will help your ability to concentrate. I guarantee this will actually change your brain. So if you want to be more extreme and really fast forward, you know, increase the process of your brain regenerating, delete the apps off your phone that you can live without. And every social media app that you think of, maybe keep one. But you actually delete those, and you will start this process even faster. So there you go. Next, limit your usage to just 20 minutes a day on social media. That doesn't mean if someone, you know, if your husband calls you, to ignore it, or if your kid texts you, you know, ignore it. But limit all social media to 20 minutes a day. And there are apps on your phone where you can put, right, it's a lot of them are built into iPhones and Androids where it says how much time you've spent on your phone. So try to limit it to 20 minutes a day. So with that, you're going to have a void in your life. Right? We're going to have a void. We are. So we've got to replace that void. So you've got to find something else to do, and it's going to be different for every person. Whether it's pick a book you've always wanted to read and read just 3 pages, or read 20 minutes worth. When you feel the urge to go grab your phone, have the book next to your phone, or have the crossword puzzles next to your phone, and grab that instead, and just commit to doing 20 minutes at a time. Learn a new language. I mean, there are so many things that we can do, you know, that can replace that, and this will actually help your brain regenerate and faster. So this is where we've got the positives. Last thing, do something creative. Draw, paint, go out to one of those drawing places.
Yeah, you don't want me to draw or paint, let me tell you.
Okay, well, you don't want me to either. Some people. I mean, you can draw and paint on Tammy.
What about, she's a great artist, by the way. So what about, you know, again, playing some of the tougher games like, you know, Scrabble or you know, things that cause you to think and use logic skills and that kind of stuff?
1,000,000%. I love that. And to me, that is an excellent replacing the void. That is a void. That's a void filler. And what you do with that is get everybody in your house to do it. You know, we've done that, you know, on the weekends or Friday nights, and everybody's like on their devices. I'm like, hey, I'm playing dominoes. Who else? No, I'm putting $10 in for the winner. You know, whatever. They'll get started and do it. And of course, they're going to be bored for the first 20 minutes because it's like, this is so boring. It's like, you know, when I was a kid. But that is an excellent thing to do. I have found this app, and I got Mike actually hooked on it. And it's called Block. And it is really good for your brain.
Blocks.
And you just have blocks. I know it sounds so dumb, but it's these blue blocks, and they give you shapes, and you have to put them in, you know, and try to get your points. And now my husband and I are just like, how many points do you have? So I know that's on a device still, but at least it's not going through.
No, you're right, though. It's different. It's some people just read, you know, they're fed the titles, right? Your last tweet, you see the title. And I've even heard people say, did you hear this? And I go, yeah, but did you read the title? You know, I have a perfect example of an article I wrote. I said, according to the left, I hate my kids. Well, everybody quoted me as saying I hated my kids.
Yeah.
All right? They didn't read the article. Yeah. You know, and the article was all about because I discipline them, because I give them boundaries, I give them guidelines, I don't let them do whatever it is they want to do. According to the left, I hated my kids. So
I love it. I know. Everything's headlines.
But we do it too, right?
Yes, yes. So. No, it's all about the headlines. You know, there's so many, that's the psychology of media right there, right? Mm. They pull us in.
Exactly.
Ridiculous headlines. Trump's going to jail tonight. Well, only if he's, you know, indicted.
Yeah, then,
really
right.
And then it's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
What other questions are you getting here with?
What I think about the aliens. I don't know. I don't think I'm a Christian. I don't believe in them. I believe that it's a way. That's a funny question.
Well, that's
it's
funny.
It's a way.
You asked the question. I got asked the same question. It was like, so when we find these aliens, it kind of blows your whole God thing up, does it? I said, why? I mean, first of all, I don't know if it was Paul or John. One of them said, look, you know, if we had to put everything in the books, it would fill up the planet, right? So we don't know everything. God didn't tell us everything he had going on. I'm not going to say there are aliens, but you know what? If there are, that doesn't change anything.
It's, you know. Body parts or whatever they think they're finding. It'll help explain a rapture. It's great. Bring on the aliens. You go for it. Whatever. So it's honestly, you know, produce it. I don't see anything. You know, someone asked me the other day, 2 days ago, too, are ghosts real? And I'm like, okay, no. Demons, I mean entities for sure. But if you go to some person you're calling a psychic and they see your great grandfather, they're in the wrong place because I do believe that they can evoke evil spirits. And if they know who your grandpappy is, that's a bad sign because that's not an angel. So,
listen, I've had Christian friends of mine telling me how they're talking to their dad at the end of their bed at night, and they go, that's not your father. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we can wind down. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We're back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. And, you know, thank her. Give her some, what do they call it? Not cooties, but kudos for being on the show longer. I always say, hey, can you do another segment or two? Because we're not done with the questions. We're not done with this. We're not with it. She says, sure. And then she ends up hanging out for another hour. So, let's thank her for doing that. I always appreciate her time. And, you know, and it is, it's, you know, again, if you get anything out of this that you walk away with, I mean, God, I wish I could pull it up. I think I sent it to you, Dr. B, about a story about how smartphones truly now what they're doing to our kids. And after years of study, they broke it all down as the kind of effect that's having on the kids.
Yes.
And that we need to get rid of them in schools. I mean, it was a CDC kind of document and said they need to go. You can't, it's hurting our children.
You know, and that's the interesting thing is that it's the CDC, it's the EPA, it's the you know, the Harvard School of Medicine. It's the churches. It's just everybody is saying the same thing. And all of a sudden, we go silent. It's like, you guys, you know, these mobile devices, I mean, insomnia alone, just take that. Our kids are not sleeping the 10 to 12 hours kids need. They need that much to grow. That is why our kids are dumbing down. Schools are dumbing down because our kids are dumbing down. But that alone, insomnia in children, the increase of it. So now we give them melatonin pills, right? Which is now they're showing is not good for your gut. It's not good for the brain because then your brain now doesn't know how to make its own, you know, melatonin, which is what we naturally make when the lights are out. You have to turn the lights out. When you've got that media device, that screen, that light keeps your brain awake. And then if you're playing video games, that is like five espressos for the brain. So that these are just the little things that are going on, and it just snowballs. You've got your device, you got it in bed, you're watching it, you've got insomnia, then that leads to not sleeping, which can lead to manic behavior and irritability and a lack of brain growth. And then you're not doing good in school. You're not, if you don't do well in school all your years because of it, then you don't do well in life, and then you don't do well in marriage, and you don't, it just, people need to see that there's an enemy behind this that is attacking our children. Yes, it completely snowballs. And then never mind, you know, the vibrations and the beeps and the, I mean, our kids are going to be like twitching all over the place. You've got it. I mean, if your child is under the age of 19, which is a lot of the majority of the brain growth, that's when it happens, up until 25 years old. But 19 and under, we've got these issues. We've got the
physical
issues.
But wait a minute. You've got to be wrong with this, because if your brain doesn't solidify until you're 25, that can't be right, because they're letting kids decide to have sex change operations at, you know, 8, 9, 10,
at
12, 15.
And it's so interesting that kids want to be able to cope. You and I talk about why are kids not coping. Well, we don't let them. I mean, it sounds terrible, but literally I keep going back to, I'll meet you on the playground at 3 o'clock and we'll duke it out. Okay, punch, punch, duke it out. We're good. You go home, it's done.
That's right. And most of the time you go home with the guy you just beat up and you guys have a piece of pizza together, you know?
Right? It's not like you're going to go cyberbully, because that's what they do now is get on social media. And did you see what she said? It's like, oh my gosh. I mean, our kids are not coping because they don't have a voice. They don't have the ability to. We're not allowing them to feel the consequences and to feel the heaviness of life and knowing when to step in. We're handing them a phone and we're not stepping in. And they are left on their own to how many zettabytes did I say? How much information?
Zettabyte.
It's a word, zettabytes. But like I said, all of those things I mentioned last segment about would you send your kid to camp for 2 weeks that promoted that? No. But for years, day after day after day, that's what we're doing by handing them a device. And we've already talked about the physical aspects of tech smack and how their eyes are bad, their vision is poor, the effects on mental health, depression, and anxiety, all from a smartphone, disrupted sleep patterns, eye discomfort. I just feel like if your doctor gave you, you know, a list and said, hey, do you want your kids to have this and this and this, we would not say no. Whatever, we would say no, we do not want that. Yet you hand your kids these phones every single day. And you're just increasing the risk of that. So it's a thing.
And the other thing for our Christian parents, the Bible is very specific about guarding what goes into your eyes, what goes into your ears. And making sure that you're filled with the Word of God, because and that doesn't mean, people, that you have to listen and or watch videos on the Word of God 24/7. That's not what we're saying. But when you see a movie going sideways, you hear a song going sideways, you guard it. You stop it. You push it aside. You get rid of it. You know?
What? Yes.
Yeah.
You do, because that's, if you're not getting any of that, moral foundation in, or even, you know, like you said, you don't have to be listening to a preacher and doing devotions all day every day and listening to worship music a little bit every day is great. But the fact that it's the literal antithesis of everything God is that a lot of our kids are getting daily is the bothersome part of it all. So it's a reality that I just don't see enough people willing to step up. And part of it is because we as parents aren't stepping up. You know, a lot of the responsibility falls on us. We've got to walk the talk. We've got to put our phones down ourselves and engage our kids.
I got a couple of weeks ago, I got a conversation with a guy who knew where I grew up in Boston and the little neighborhood I grew up in and what have you. And we were talking. He brought up the village concept. He said, well, that's exactly what the Democrats mean when they say it takes a village. I said, no, it's not what they mean. See, none of those people, none of those people in my village, if you would, not one of them ever kind of told me what to do. All right? When they were hanging out the windows, as they did in big cities in those days when it was hot, if I was doing something stupid, they would yell out the window and go, yo, Joey, yeah, I can pick up the phone and call your grandmother. You better knock that off. You know that's not the right thing to do. They never yelled out the window and said, hey, you look a little feminine. You ever think that maybe you might be a girl?
Right.
I mean,
and the person hanging out the window, the three other mothers hanging out the window are saying the same thing. I know your mother. I know your mother, too.
That's right.
I'm talking about, your dad's here for lunch. You know, it's like, there was just that respect. Even getting a lot, just, you know, I did a lot of traveling and, you know, on a cruise ship, you know, in Alaska, and a lot of people, and a lot of cultures, and a lot of people.
Oh, sure.
And just looking, again, I don't mean to keep saying dumbing down a society, but the disrespectfulness. We were, of children, we were on this, what do you call it, when you get the excursion. We were on an excursion, you know, got to pet wolves and see bears and things like that, and it wasn't in the zoo. But there was this family, a younger family, Barbie and Ken, literally, with little Barbie and Ken kids. And the guy, Steve, he's very, Steve Kroschel, he's very well known. You can look him up. But he has wild animals that he lets out, and he feeds them, and he knows, he's trained them, and he knows what to do, and he knows. And he kept saying, okay, I need you guys, you kids, to just stay back. And but if you want to actually see these wild animals, and he pulled them out, and we'd look, and gosh darn, if these three kids wouldn't go right up there and try to get the animal, and he's like, whoa, this is not funny. Like, we're not in a zoo. There are no cages here. Can you please get your kids? And they would just laugh. The parents are like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. And the rest of us are like, move your kids. And then, you know, animal after animal, he keeps warning them. And then finally he's like, okay. And he kind of looked at me because he knew, you know, I got it. And he's like, I'm just going to let the kids go ahead and get bit. And I'm like, I think you should. You know what I mean? It just got so old, but it's like, come on, parents. You know, just the disrespect for what he was doing, and it's people like that that shuts down the ability to go do these things.
Well, they ruin it.
Because one kid's going to get bit, you know?
Old saying, but they do. They truly ruin it for the rest of us because they don't follow the rules, and after a while, these places are tired of people getting hurt, getting sued, and what have you, and they just shut it all down. And, you know, look at you. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of light. But there were some stories I was doing where one guy got mauled by a bear. Why? Because he saw it on the side of the road and he went to give it a hug.
Okay, like, oh, I saw hug. That, yeah.
And then you see the same thing with the moose, right? You know, lay down with the moose or go try to grab. He's like, do you understand what wild animal means? Seriously.
So, right, and that's, it's, yeah. And again,
all right.
It's not just kids, unfortunately.
I did it again. Where do people find you?
Come on my Facebook, Bridget Nelson, or drbradio.com.
Yeah, you know, guys, if you check the website, joemessina.com, you'll know when she's coming on. Get your questions ready. Matter of fact, you can submit them ahead of time. I don't really care. I don't think she does either. And we can get into more detailed, give you more detailed answers. And then eventually I'm going to talk her into doing her own show. Maybe you guys should write her and kind of push that a little bit. Anyway, Joe is in your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.